The last thing you probably feel like doing after you've been concussed is exercising. Currently, the Australian advice is to rest after concussion. But when Dr. Sue Reed and colleagues at the Australian Catholic University pulled together previous evidence, they found that people had better results if they started moderate intensity exercise within 2 days of their concussion. Sue's here to talk about her findings. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Keegan. Thank you for having me on.
So how much did this moderate exercise in the first 48 hours make a difference?
What we found from these 12 studies was that after 48 hours rest, it's recommended that the concussed person could do 20 minutes a day of moderate intensity aerobic exercise. So that can be on a stationary bike, a treadmill, walking with steps, jogging. But the important thing is that the exercise has to be sub-threshold, so at an intensity that doesn't increase their symptoms. And those, the main symptoms are headache, dizziness, neck pain, fogginess. So, for example, if they had a headache that's 4 out of 10 on that 0 to 10 scale, they can exercise. But if it goes up 2 or more to, say, 6 out of 10, they have to stop.
And what was the difference between the group that did that and the ones that did the standard advice?
Okay, so those that did the sub-threshold aerobic exercise had a decrease in symptoms, and that was evident in people that were of acute presentation and those that had persistent symptoms. So we found the sub-threshold aerobic exercise didn't increase the symptom scores, so it didn't make it worse in both the acute cases and those with ongoing concussion.
And so those people were back to sport within a couple of weeks. What do we know about the longer-term effects, though?
So it didn't make a big difference with aerobic exercise of getting them back to sport quicker, but it did decrease their symptom scores. But what we found helped with getting them back to sport quicker is that some people have prolonged symptoms. So about 70 to 90% of adults recover in 7 to 10 days. It can take up to 28 days for children and adolescents. So if they've still got symptoms after this time, then they need to be assessed by a physio and identify if they've got any problems with their neck, their balance, the vestibular system, the inner ear, the ocular motor system, their eyes. And if any deficits are found with any of those, then they need to have physio to treat that.
Right, so there's sort of two pathways here.
Yeah. So they were the two different findings we found from our systematic review.
What do you think is happening inside the body that getting up and getting that heart rate up is helping with concussion recovery?
Yeah, so with sub-threshold aerobic exercise, they believe that it increases the blood flow to the brain. It also regulates the autonomic nervous system. So that's the system involved with mood, alertness, focus, well-being. But it's interesting, they also think that there may be some neuronal regeneration. So new formation of brain cells and pathways. And that's why they think exercise helps after stroke or whiplash.
So this systematic review only actually found 12 studies with a total of about 600 participants. Is this actually enough data to be drawing conclusions from?
No, I think we need more randomised controlled trials with bigger sample sizes, because the biggest sample size in this was about 200 people. And then we can do subgroup analysis where we look at age as a factor or male versus female. One of our researchers, Shreya McLeod, she's looking at concussion in female collision sports. So, you know, we can look at a lot more things. The FIT principles, you know, the frequency, intensity, time and type of exercise. So a lot more research needs to be done. But because this was based on for exercise, there were 7 studies we pulled together. It did show this benefit of decreasing symptoms with early aerobic exercise. And we found that it didn't make symptom scores worse in both the acute and persistent concussion.
So what are the main takeaways for you for a parent of a child who's got concussion or a sports club where this has happened to one of their athletes?
Okay, so they should do 48 hours rest, but then they need to start just 20 minutes a day of doing aerobic exercise. To work out the intensity, they can use a heart rate monitor, a Fitbit, Apple Watch, and determine the heart rate that they can do that doesn't, that if they work out the heart rate that increases their symptoms, then they'd work just under that, about 80 to 90% of that intensity, and do 20 minutes a day. And if the symptoms get worse, or they can stop, but I would be getting them to start that 48 hours after the concussion rather than prolonged rest.
And then if it's not clearing up within the few weeks, getting onto that physiotherapy intervention?
Yeah, after 2 weeks for adults, 4 weeks for children or adolescents, then they need, if they've still got symptoms, only about 10 to 30% of people will still have symptoms, but then they need to go and have that assessed and get these other interventions to get them back to square one. Because we know after one concussion, you're much more likely to get a second concussion. And that might be because people aren't having all these problems like their balance, their vestibular system treated, and they're not getting back to square one before they go out back to their sport.
Sue, thanks so much for joining us on the Health Report.
Thank you, Tegan. Bye.
Dr. Sue Reid is a senior lecturer in musculoskeletal physiotherapy at the Australian Catholic University.